Can you kind of get that close to you ladies so that we can...
Not really. I'm not very tech-minded.
You don't have to worry.
You're taking care of it.
Hopefully it'll pick it up, not the light.
Oh, okay. Well, I belong to Blade, which I'm sure you all know. I have my four children. They're all doing really good. My oldest lives in Bellingham, or Linden, just over the Canadian border. And she's got her three kids. One of her children is married and lives in Cedar, so I get to see that great-grandson all the time, which is fun. Then Samuel, he's been living in Denver in his in-laws' house. They just got back from a mission in Japan. And so now that I've on a mission now, Samuel and his wife and son have moved into my house and going to keep my house full like they did her mother's house. Lynette, my daughter, she lives in Cedar. She's got five girls and two left at home. And her littlest one is an artist. And did you see my shoes I got for my birthday? She painted them.
Oh, how cute.
I'll take them on. She's, I don't know, 15. She does beautiful things. And I have a quilt in my extra bedroom that's just like that with colored squares. So she says, Grandmama, I just put your quilt there with, of course, the little gal right here under the covers. And then, aren't they cute?
Yeah.
I haven't worn these yet on my mission, but I thought, oh, golly, but the dress, how would they look?
They'd be cute. So
is that painting? It's painting,
yes. She does cartoons like Frozen. She draws those kind of girls and the guys, and she's just really talented. And she painted her some shoes, and I said, oh, Bella, her name's Isabella. I said, Bella, you know, Grandma wants a pair. So she did these. It's cute. And then my youngest, when I moved to Cedar City about a year and a half ago after I bought my old house back, my son, who lives next door there, moved to Salt Lake. So I thought, oh, I'm going to go on this mission. Calvin will be right by me. I can see the kids. Well, he announces... just after I put in for my mission, Mom, we're moving back to Cedar. So when I moved to Cedar, he moved to Salt Lake. When I moved to Salt Lake, he moved back to Cedar.
What does that tell? Have you got the message?
No, but I do now. I just get it. I'm slow these days. Oh, my house? Oh, yes, how many years ago, when you were taking care of Dad, Dad had the little house in St. George, the little park model, I said, Bonnie, I'm just going to sell my house in Cedar and move to St. George and help you with Dad. Well, I did. I sold my house, and that was next door to my son. Dad died 6 months later. And there I am in St. George. My kids are still in Cedar. So I was there for 7 years. And I went up to visit my son, and Samuel, up in Bellingham. And I said, I want to move back to Cedar because I'd retired. And I said, I'm just going to start looking for homes there. That day on the MLS on the computer, my little house was for sale again. And I found out that was the first day of the listing, and it was a short sale. So they were losing it. This cute little couple was losing it. And I said to Samuel, oh, I just can't make a, you know, this was their cute little house, and they bought it when the house was way up. I mean, I got good money out of it. And I said, I just can't. And Samuel said, Mother, if you don't buy it, somebody else will. I made the offer that day, and I just made a bid on it, and or an offer on it. And this is the funny thing: FHA said that that's how I wanted to get the loan on it. They said that they wouldn't loan that much money on it, that it was worth less, a lot less than I had offered. So the bank ran it through and gave it to me for what FHA told me, which was a third of what I actually sold it for. A third. So because my little house in St. George was for sale, for not a lot, but anyway, once I sold that, that paid off my house in Cedar, and I got it. So back by my son. Isn't that just, I mean, that was just a little miracle. In fact, I still can't believe it, because if I'd have stayed.
Been bad.
Year and a half.
Not very long.
Not very long. Back in my wonderful little old ward that I loved. Anyway, it was just, I couldn't believe it. And when the real estate agent said, that's the first day it's even been on the market. She says, don't you want to go see it? And I said, I don't need to see it. It was mine before. I don't need to go look at it. I know what it's like. So.
Yeah, they take good care of it.
It was okay. I mean, I had to paint it all, and I did it all myself, all inside.
Well,
Yeah. Well, that's what I thought. And she bought a new range and put in there. And FHA said that they couldn't sell it without a range. So she asked me, can we leave the range in for FHA to see it? And then can we really have that new range? And I said, absolutely. Just come and get it, you know. So nice. I felt bad anyway about just
stealing it from
me. I did. And yet... Samuel said that helps them keep from having bankruptcy in their credit if they can sell that again.
Yes.
So anyway, that's how come I ended up back in Cedar next door to my son again. Isn't that funny?
So now your mission, where are you on?
I am, actually it's called the Family History Mission.
Where is it located?
It's at Temple Square. And I found out that you don't say that you've gone to Temple Square for a mission, because there's just a few young girl missionaries to Temple Square. And it's not family history. But anyway.
Family history is probably the library across the street.
Well, that and all these all around it. There's 17 zones, the mission president told me. So I don't know where I'll be the end of next week. Oh, I'll just put it on Facebook and find out where I'm at.
So did you just start then?
Monday. I was in the MTC last week, or, you know, the week before, and then this I've just only been there 5 days.
So you had to get permission to come down here?
No, I just figured this is a P-day, right?
You know, they're
grown-ups.
We're grown-ups.
My cute little
we're
children.
We're not as people.
Yes.
So we can go see our families.
Well, they gave me a 60-mile radius. They said, no, you can't be running off to Cedar every other weekend to bring something back or see your kids. 60-mile radius, which they said includes 10 temples. So that ought to be enough temples for us to visit. And this is within the 60 miles.
Do you have a partner, a companion?
No. But the one that I had at the MTC.
Okay, that's what I want.
She
doesn't get along with a man I married. How in the world could he get along with a
man? Well, you won't have to worry about it if you're a senior. You have to have one in the MTC, but out now. But the one that I was with, she said, yesterday I said, I'm going to a reunion tomorrow. And I said, I'm so excited. I'm going to stay at my sister's house Friday night, and I'm just going to have a great time. She said, did you ask them? Did you tell somebody you're leaving? What if they find out? And I said, it's within 60 miles. I mean, that was the thing. So here I am.
Let us not get grounded.
Should I confess?
You know, you show that there's so much that can happen that it's easier
than ask permission, yeah. So
and we don't need to confess anything.
Don't I? Okay.
No, we went into Norway and got how many speeding tickets? In the mission car, they have these speed rings on the side of the road. They give you a ticket.
telling you.
Oh, it's like a camera?
Yeah. Without giving you a ticket.
Oh, shame
on
you guys.
And we were in the car, see? And so the whole first year we were home, we just kept waiting and waiting for that shoot to fall. That the mission president was going to call us and tell us that we owed him hundreds of dollars for all these tickets that we got in Norway. And he never called, so he must have paid for it.
Oh, thank
you. Know,
heavens.
So anyway, they're nice.
Well, I think it's going to be wonderful. I won't know where or what I'm going to be doing till next Friday.
A year goes by so quickly. It's frightening how fast a year goes by.
Well, and everybody says, Deanna, that once you're going to extend, because I've been here 3 years and this is my third extension or something. They all love it. It's just going to be a great mission.
But if you go home in a year, it's okay.
Is it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. My kids are just, the thing that I love about it the very most is my youngest, he's not active. His cute little wife just hugged me and she said, "We are so proud of you. And we're so excited." And Calvin moved all my stuff up for me. So I think this is going to be a real thing, a good thing for my family. I just really think those that are inactive are going to see and understand. And I don't know. It's wonderful.
It's wonderful. We're happy for you.
Thank you.
And they wouldn't even let her live with me.
That is not true. I told you, I'm not driving from snow in the snow from Temple Square to your house.
Wow, back. You had to live up there in those apartments.
You
know, and I wanted you to live with me.
That's
all
typical.
We've been doing since I got to her house. It never ends. Does the sibling rivalry ever end? Oh, okay.
Congratulations.
We're sure.
Thank you.
You just cried.
Thank you.